60 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Happy Labor Day weekend to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from 35 South Double Arrow Road, a beautiful custom-built home right off of Old Santa Fe Trail, just a short drive from downtown Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope that you will join us today for a tour of this terrific home, which offers stunning 180-degree views of the Rio Grande Valley and surrounding mountain ranges. So come join us right now at 35 South Double Arrow Road, right off of Old Santa Fe Trail, and you'll be able to hear some conversations I'll have with a variety of interesting folks, enjoy some Labor Day refreshments, as well as tour this fabulous property. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of the All Things Real Estate program and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And I also invite you to join us next Sunday at 34 Calle San Acacia, located between Tano Road and Route 599, just minutes north from downtown Santa Fe, for a very special remote broadcast from this terrific, soft, contemporary, and custom-built home. That's next Sunday, September 12th at noon, for another remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, right here at 35 South Double Arrow Road. I want to kick off things with a couple of minutes of state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hello, Andrew. How you doing on Labor Day?
Well, I'm here.
You are here, and I know you're going to be taking care of your bees later on, but what thoughts do you have for the listeners today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about something that I've been working on lately that's appropriate to today's market and has something to do with those people who work all their life and end up with a chunk of money and maybe not enough income.
Mm-hmm.
Lenders today will not make loans unless you can document income. So there's a loan product which fits a certain segment of the population, and that's called a reverse purchase.
Uh-huh.
It's different. It's based upon solely the age of the borrower and the amount of down payment. It's different than a reverse refinance in that it's a purchase, and the borrower puts down money instead of getting back money. But it fits a lot of borrowers to a T. Requirement must be 62 years older. No income documentation, and it's not based on credit, though you can't have a short sale or a foreclosure. For example, a 70-year-old person can buy a $500,000 house, put down $175,000, and never have a mortgage payment as long as he or she lives.
Right.
He can sell the house or refinance the house, and if he's worried about his heirs, he will never, ever owe more, or they will never, ever owe more than the value of the house. A reverse can be used. It used to be expensive, and that's why I didn't really like them, because there's a funding fee, there's a mortgage insurance fee, but there's a new product today in which the lenders pay most of these costs, thereby reducing the cost of doing a reverse mortgage. The question about leaving equity to heirs always comes up in talking about reverse mortgages.
Right.
And the fact is, if somebody buys a $500,000 house, the money's got to come out of one hand or the other.
Yeah.
It comes out of a bank account,
mm-hmm.
liquid assets, or it comes out of the value of the house. The interesting thing about a reverse is that you'll never, ever owe more than the value of the house. You can live there until you're 100 years old, and the loan could be much more than the value. Nobody's going to kick you out. I think this is really a product that people should be looking at. And when I talk to people who are over the age of 62, I almost always mention this.
Yeah. So a good strategy for that particular constituency, 62 years or older, And as far as good tax planning strategies, this is an option that people ought to explore. Are you seeing, Andrew, that more people are actually looking at this as a serious option these days?
Yes, I am, and that's why I bring it up now, because a lot of people who are retired don't have the documented income. They have assets, but they don't have the documented income to make to borrow to the level that they want. But the top amount, the largest amount for a reverse mortgage is $625,500. You can buy more, but you have to put down more.
Right. Well, but in this market, that still buys you a heck of a lot of home, doesn't it?
So,
anyway, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thank you again on this Labor Day weekend for some very sound counsel. I'm sure the phone will be ringing off the hook for you real soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and go get those bees, all right?
All right.
Anyway, I should say that on Labor Day weekend, we have been laboring a little bit today. Colin McAdams and I, my technician from Hutton Broadcasting, we had to actually run a phone line from the neighbor's house because Quest did not do the right thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mention Quest. I guess I won't be counting on them as a sponsor of the radio show now, but they were supposed to have a phone line in here at some point, and that didn't happen. So we found a very, very generous neighbor across the street. But Colin and I are out on the road literally taping down a phone line so we can connect it to this device that we use to connect back to you, Gino Thompson. Gino, I know you're laughing there right now, but all is cool. We've had cars rolling over the line. So if we get disconnected from the show today, folks, you know that that a big truck came by and tore the phone line up. So that won't happen, I'm sure. In any event, I'd like to welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Tony Atwell. Tony is the official host today here at 35 South Double Arrow Road, and he is a very well-respected realtor in our city. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Good to see you, Ray.
Well, you know, this is a spectacular property. Before we get into the conversation about it, and the one thing that I know we're going to be beating the drum on a lot today, and that is this spectacular view at this property, I always like to ask Tony, because he really does have his finger on the pulse of things. Before we get into the attributes of this property, let's talk for a couple of minutes about the state of the market from your perspective as a seasoned broker. What's your view about where we are today?
Well, it's interesting. We were really hot in the beginning of the year, and then we've had a little bit of a lull here over the last 2 to 3 months, and now I feel like the activity is picking way back up. We're seeing inquiries at all price points now again, and I think maybe because summertime's over and all the kids are back in school, people are getting focused about the realities at hand now. I mean, it's never been a better time to buy a house out here due to the low interest rates, and prices have dropped across the board here in Santa Fe over the last couple of years, and in my 20 years in business, I've never seen better value.
Right. Well, and I had you on the show back in March, and we were talking about that time some of the same issues. Of course, at that point, we were still living off of the first-time home buyer tax credit issue. And of course, that's now gone away. That's expired, and so there was a bump in activity as a result of that, as not only first-time home buyers but move-up buyers took advantage of that federal tax credit. But the reality is today interest rates still are low, inventory is very high, and properties like this here at 35 South Double Arrow Road are available to buyers. There's no reason not to buy, is there, Tony?
I, because of all those options that you have at hand, you get real value for your money right now.
Yeah.
You can buy a brand new house that'll last you for many, many years.
Yep.
And if you move every 7 years like many Americans do, you'll have an exit strategy here in this market, because our market has found its bottom. We are moving up in total gross sales. In fact, second quarter to second quarter, we were up 35% in units of sales.
Uh-huh.
And also, we have not seen the bottom fishers getting away with too many deals out there. And thank goodness, less than 1% of all our houses are in a foreclosure situation.
Yeah, we are an anomaly compared to other parts of the country, South Florida, Phoenix, and the like. We're counting our blessings being here in Santa Fe. Well, let's shift gears and talk positive. We have been about the state of the market, but even more so because we're sitting here at your listing, this terrific house, again, 35 South Double Arrow Road. We invite you to come on up here. Just take Old Santa Fe Trail out of Santa Fe, make a left turn on South Double Arrow Road, follow Tony's real estate open house signs, and you'll be here lickety-split. This house offers everything. It's newly built, but I think maybe the thing that you want to talk about first and foremost are the views.
The best views I've seen on the southeast side come on the market at this value in a long, long time. I mean, huge wraparound decks around the house, 10 different doorways to go out to the outside. You can see over 100 miles from the kitchen window where Ray is standing right now. And you see 7 different mountain ranges out there, and you literally live with the ravens up here. You've got a neighbor right next to you on 2 sides, but you don't notice them because you're looking out over just that huge view.
And, again, this is newly built. What's the square footage of this property, Tony?
We're at 3,293 square feet, 3,300 square feet, basically.
And it's on 5 acres of land, so you've got all that buffer from your other neighbors. And actually, a lot of the properties up here have a fair amount of land associated with them, don't they?
Yeah, up here in this area in the southeast foothills, it's 5 to 10 acre lots up here. There's no fencing on the lot lines. So if you have a higher lot, it literally feels like you own 50 acres.
And one of the nice things about this property, again, it's 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, is that it's in move-in quality. I mean, it's ready for someone to basically have the contract written today, close on it in three or four weeks at most, and move in. Nothing else needs to be done, right?
Well, I don't know how fast the finance people can close right now. They have made it a little harder on us, Ray.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm talking about a cash buyer, of course.
Oh, cash buyer. Well, yeah, we can whip that out. No problem.
But the point is that it is in move-in quality. Nothing needs to be done here.
That's correct. There's actually, you know, maybe a little landscaping the way that clients want to do it. Maybe a little decking. But other than that, this house is just great. It's just got excellent tile work in it. 4 different kinds of ceilings in this house. It just flows really well.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I've got another guest here with me who I'm going to tease you a little bit. We're going to take a break here and introduce her. Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design is with us today, and she's going to come in on the second segment and talk about, from her eyes, what she thinks about this terrific property. So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll talk to Annie. We'll talk again to Tony, and we also have another...
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a very special remote broadcast from 35 South Double Arrow Road. Just take Old Santa Fe Trail, just a short 15 minutes out of downtown Santa Fe. Take Old Santa Fe Trail, make a left turn on Double Arrow Road, follow the real estate signs right up here to South 35 South, and you'll be able to enjoy a little bit of Labor Day refreshment activity, tour this beautiful home, and see these spectacular views. Again, Tony Atwell, the listing broker, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, is holding an open house today. He'll be here for a couple of hours after the show is over, and would be more than happy to show the property to you. Before we go back into the show, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Earlier today, I actually had the opportunity to speak with Joe Martinez, the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company, regarding work-related lessons that one can draw as we celebrate Labor Day weekend. Let's take a listen to what he had to share with me.
Welcome to the show. You know, as we celebrate Labor Day this weekend, do you have some observations you want to share with the listeners from your vantage point as a successful businessman who really knows the value of hard work?
Well, Ray, I want to first thank you for letting me speak to your listeners on this Labor Day weekend.
Sure.
And, you know, we're all laboring extra hard these days to make the best of this economic situation. You know, it's during times like this that you should let your signs do some of the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, did you know that vehicle graphics can garner as many impressions as television or radio?
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm competing with radio right now, but nonetheless, there's not a day that goes by. To give you a personal example, that my box truck parked there on Pacheco and St. Michael's Drive doesn't get me at least 2 or 3 calls.
No kidding.
So if somebody's out there that needs what you're selling and your vehicle drives by, the chances are that if they really need that product or service, they're probably going to call you if the sign is done right.
Right.
And speaking of labor and through and hard work, through hard work of our own, but we're celebrating our third year in business with our best month ever. And I think that that not only speaks to the fact that signs work well, but that we work signs well as well.
Well, and you're incredibly hardworking. I was telling Gino Thompson, my producer, that I stopped by and I said hello to you this morning, and I couldn't believe it. As I said to Gino, you're like a one-arm paper hanger. You've got the phones ringing, the computer on. Your wife is running around doing her excellent job. You've got David, your colleague, working there. You're on the phone. You remind me of Rosemary Woods, who was Richard Nixon's secretary, remember, during the Watergate thing when she posed the picture where she had one leg up in the air and the arm reaching out to the phone. Well, that's what you reminded me of this morning, Joe. That's a compliment because she was working hard, too.
Yeah, we all wear many hats here. How's that sound?
Well, you do, and highly successful. And I tell you, we're so delighted that Fast Signs is one of the supporters of all things real estate. Joe, listen, appreciate the time you gave to us today. I know the listeners are going to value this counsel. Go off and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend if you can, and maybe if you can, take a little bit of time off on Monday. How's that sound?
Well, how about I make it a short day?
Okay, very good. That's a fair deal. Anyway, that's Joe Martinez. If you want to read more about Joe's thoughts on good customer service and the value of hard work, check out an article that he wrote in two months ago in our newsletter, All Things Real Estate. But you can also go to www.sfrp, and when you're on the homepage, click on the sign that points you right to his logo and takes you right to Fast Signs. Joe, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy, Ray, and have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, back live here at 35 South Double Arrow Road. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from this beautiful property. We're up here, as Tony Atwell, the listing broker, said, up with the birds who are flying around right at the level of our sight line here. I want to now welcome Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design to the program. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer not only her thoughts on the finishes of 35 South Double Arrow Road, but also some commentary on general interior design issues as we move from the summer to the fall. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
You know, I'm really liking this. You were live with me last week. Typically, we do this by tape, but, you know, anytime you want to be live on the show with me, that would be fabulous.
Thanks. It does make a difference.
Yeah, well, and it sort of ruined your weekend. This is a holiday weekend, so I appreciate you coming by. But let's, first of all, talk about this property. Annie, you took a walk around. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. First of all, it's only 12 minutes from downtown, which is incredible, and the road is paved up here, mm-hmm. so it's
excellent
points. It's a beautiful drive, just in and of itself. And of course, as you know, the one thing that keeps coming up is the views. That there's 180 degree views from the house. The other thing to me is that there's access, direct access outside from all the bedrooms, and I think that's really important.
Right.
And the spaces are all very gracious. To me, this sort of a house is really an interior designer's dream because. Right. It's new. It has a very open feel. It has contemporary finishes, but it also has traditional details. And I talk about that quite a bit in houses that I'm seeing and I've been speaking about on
right.
a radio show, because a lot of the houses do have traditional details.
Yes.
But typically when they have those details, they're older homes, and there needs to be some remodeling done.
Right.
And what's beautiful about this house is that that's not the case. Because you do have carved posts, there's vigas and ratillas, there's some split cedar in the entry ceiling, there's plaster, there's a very nice mix of both contemporary, and you're calling it, when you open the show, soft contemporary, and I think that's an appropriate word.
Mm-hmm.
But from my point of view, it's versatile space so that you can come in and really put your footprint on this space.
Right.
You could take it in a contemporary way with furnishings, or you could take it in a traditional way with furnishings. And either way, it's going to fit nicely in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so strong one way or the other that you really can put your own mark on it.
Mm-hmm. And the square footage lends itself to, from an interior designer standpoint, for having sufficient space to actually do some things in here, accessorizing and the like, rather than being confined in a smaller home. There's lots of open space here, too.
There's lots of open space, and there's One of the things that Tony and I were talking about earlier is that it's a bi-level home, but the main level of the house that you enter on has the master suite
right. And
all of your living dining spaces. So the downstairs area that has the two bedrooms, you really, as a couple, let's say, you wouldn't have to access those spaces. Mm-hmm. And they're generous spaces, so they could be an exercise room, an office, a studio, ping pong table. There's so many things that you could do with those spaces downstairs.
Lots of options, yeah.
And it's bright and light downstairs. It's not dark. Many spaces I find that are below are dark.
Uh-huh.
These spaces are not. They're light, the ceilings are high, and again, the versatility of the space, I think, is really there. Someone just uses their imagination. And
absolutely. And one thing that Tony mentioned to me as we were huffing and puffing on Labor Day, laboring to get ready for the show, sweating a little bit, Colin McAdams, cool as a cucumber, of course, as always, my technician. But here I am, beads of sweat rolling off my forehead. They dried up quickly because Tony Atwell pointed out to me that this, even though it's a warm day, lots of sunlight, there's a lot of very natural, cool air flowing through here on a regular basis. So you've got a lot of natural air conditioning going on here, don't you, Tony?
Absolutely. There's always a constant breeze in the foothills up here. You're probably about 8,000 feet at this altitude.
Right.
And so it's always a little bit cooler.
Mm-hmm.
In wintertime, it's really nice, too, because all of the trees are always coated with snow up here. And
beautiful.
You know, years ago, I used to live up on this road, too, and we used to cross-country ski during the winter.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, that's just around the corner, but on a beautiful day where it's close to 90 degrees, we're going to enjoy this Labor Day weekend with the sun and the warmth. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, we're close to a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we do that, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation here from 35 South Double Arrow Road. Just take Old Santa Fe Trail from downtown Santa Fe, about 12 minutes, as Annie O'Carroll pointed out. Come on up here for all the real estate signs. Join me, Tony Atwell, Annie O'Carroll, and enjoy this property. Enjoy some refreshments. So come on over. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after lazy minute was passing them by when suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 35 South Double Arrow Road. Santa Fe Trail from downtown Santa Fe, about 12, 13 minutes. Come on up, follow the open house signs, join me, Tony Atwell, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design at this lovely property. We've got some people who are already touring this house. We invite you to come over and spend part of your Labor Day weekend with us. I want to introduce a special guest. Tony, who am I introducing right now?
This is my old friend Catherine Hanscom, and she's an interior designer herself, and she's built some nice houses along the way. And what do you think about this house?
I think it's just lovely. The views are stupendous.
And Catherine, this is not, we're not compensating you for saying this.
No.
You just walked in, so just so the listeners know that this is not a shill. This is a true, from the heart, genuine feeling. Yes. Anyway, no, thank you. You did come by here, and you're walking around, and as another professional interior designer like Annie Okiro, you probably noticed a lot of the nice features of this property, too, right?
Beautiful Santa Fe touches.
Mm-hmm.
The latillas and the coved ceilings and things that we all like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Very open, very bright.
Wow, right. Well, listen, you're very sweet to come on the radio for us and give your personal opinion about the house. Listen, listeners, that is a genuine feeling from someone who just stopped in here. So we invite you to come on by to 35 South Double Arrow Road and join us and share your own thoughts as well on the radio. We'll put you on air. Don't be afraid. It's very painless. So anyway, let's go back to the show here. Annie O'Carroll, I want to shift gears for just a moment. We're going to come back to the house and talk about the features again, and Tony Atwell is going to be here, and we're just going to sort of do a roundtable discussion. But before we go back into it, I want to get your impressions. We're about ready to transition, it's hard to believe, on this beautiful day, but from the summer to the fall. As an interior designer, what recommendations generally do you want to give to the listeners about making that transition?
Well, first of all, as soon as it hits spring, to me, when I think of spring and summer, I think of being expansive. I think I want to lighten everything up. I want to open all the doors. I want to cover everything with linen and just really get everything sort of light. And as we start to go into fall, you start thinking about bringing those things in a little bit and coat, you know, a little bit more cozy, a little bit more intimate. So, I mean, from my experience, and I know in the Southwest we don't use slip covers quite as much, but I use them in my home, and it's the perfect time. If you want to slip cover something, take your cream linen, you know, sofa cover off and do a velvet slip cover or chenille or something like that that really kind of warms up the space and you know, a little more saturated colors, even you know, flowers, vases, dishes, tablecloths, just everything kind of transitions a little bit to a warmer tone.
Uh-huh. We're actually sitting here, and I asked the seller of the property, do you have a tablecloth to put on this lovely table we're using? And she pulled out this nice, and I would call this sort of a fall tablecloth.
Very much so.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Very much so, a fall tablecloth.
It's a nice transition for us today. Well, that's good sort of general observations, and again, for the listeners, Annie, if they wanted to start doing these kinds of things, I mean, before we know it, we'll be lighting fires and drinking hot chocolate. So
exactly.
There's not a lot of time to make those transitions.
Right.
And, of course, you and the interior designers and stores and accessory places get really busy quickly. So if you're thinking about it, don't wait till the last minute, right?
Right. And it could be as simple as changing out your bedding.
Yeah.
You know, something simple like that, changing out your pillows, changing out your duvet covers. Usually you change from a light blanket in the summer to a little bit of a heavier duvet cover maybe in the winter, and just kind of small things that
make a difference.
Yeah, make a difference.
As always, good counsel in that area. Well, again, we're going to do this little roundtable here. Tony Atwell, the listing broker from Santa Fe Realty Partners, who's actually doing the open house here today at 35 South Double Arrow Road. Let's talk a little bit about the neighborhood that this house sits in and the adjacent amenities points of interest. Talk a little bit about what people can expect when they live here.
Well, first of all, everybody around here does their daily walk, and you can walk up the arroyos here, and then they tie into trails. They run all the way through the foothills, and just at the top of the foothill, you'll find the Santa Fe National Forest. So there's a real sense of openness out here, but we're only 5 minutes away from El Gancho Club.
That's good perspective. It really is.
Because they've got an indoor-outdoor pool there. They've got indoor-outdoor tennis courts and, of course, a great exercise program that a lot of the women like to go to, I know, here in town.
Right.
And then just 5 minutes past that is Harry's Roadhouse, too, and one of the great eateries here.
An institution, yeah.
It's an institution. All the locals eat there, so can't go wrong with that.
And again, as Annie O'Carroll pointed out earlier, you really are only about 12 or 13 minutes from downtown, but you feel like you're 100 miles away being up here in the mountains.
Exactly. And it's quiet up here. You don't hear cars. You don't hear airplanes. It's just really serene.
Mm-hmm. And the neighbors up here, Tony, are you getting a feel for the profile of who lives up here? Is it families, retired people? Is it a mix of population, do you know?
It is a mix. It's about probably half family, half retirees up here.
Uh-huh.
You know, our price point up in this area is running $600,000 up to $1.3 million.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that'll limit certain kinds of buyers, for
right.
sure.
Well, and similar to Annie O'Carroll talking about the transition from summer to fall from an interior design standpoint, let's go a little bit deeper into this whole issue about where the market is. When we had you on the show in March, we talked about the inventory and what is available. And, again, we talked a little bit about the fact that interest rates are low, the inventory is good now, prices are terrific, sellers are willing to work with buyers in a way that they never have been able to do before. We never have seen it as brokers. A little bit more commentary from you, Tony, from your own perspective about what buyers and sellers ought to be seeing from this current market.
Well, I think one thing that the buyers need to pay attention to is if you sit on the fence too long, you might get a splinter. Didn't we talk about that before?
Mm-hmm.
And one of those splinters that might come up here is the Southern California market has firmed up considerably, and that's one of our main feeder markets.
Right.
I'm sure there's a bunch of retirees that have been waiting for the last 2 to 3 years that they're going to come here and buy up the newest and the best houses sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we're already starting to see that, aren't we?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And the very fact that the builders have not been building hardly any new houses, I think we're 40% off of the building permits here compared to last year.
Right.
That once that new inventory is gone, it'll be 2 years before that's replenished again.
Right. It's going to take a while to, in fact, have those new structures available. And, of course, with that happening, as the inventory decreases and not knowing what interest rates are going to do, prices are probably going to start rising. I mean, we all want this on one level because that's a sign that the economy is coming back. The good news is that now's the time to buy. The bad news, combined with good news, is that the economy improves, prices are going to start going up, aren't they?
Yeah, we're a much smaller market. It won't take our market as long as a big city market to absorb its inventory,
mm-hmm.
especially with the nicest houses. They always sell first anyway.
Yeah. And so. That's a door. Gino, did you get that? The wind was opening a door. So, anyway, you know we were up here in the mountains, that's for sure. Annie, on the last show that we did together last week, we talked about one of the phenomenons that you're seeing in the interior design business, and that is an increase in the number of remodeling and renovation activities going on, which is also a statement of where the economy is. A lot of sellers don't want to maybe build a huge thing. They want to remodel their house in more of a cosmetic way. That is something that you're seeing a lot of. The good news is a house like this, it's ready to be moved in. You don't have to do a thing to it. But, again, just for the benefit of the listeners who maybe didn't hear your commentary last week, talk a little bit about that phenomenon.
Well, what I'm seeing is people making a decision to stay in their home and to remodel their home
mm-hmm.
or to, if they have the space, to put an addition on their home. We're just finishing up a 3,000-square-foot addition on a home right now. And the clients have a beautiful art collection. It was a very contemporary house, and it turned out it's amazing. So I'm just seeing that people are a little bit more thoughtful about what they're going to do, and it could be that they're concerned about selling their home.
Right.
So they're thinking they're going to stay and they're going to really fix it up, and then maybe they'll flip it over in a year or two and do something different.
Yeah, and Tony, you're shaking your head in agreement. You're seeing that from a broker standpoint?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people that already have houses with good bones, they'll go out and get a good, cheap loan right now, a second mortgage, just to put it back into their house. Because they know in the long run the values in here will steadily increase as they always have. We're not a market that ever spikes. So people understand that, you know, if you invest in your home, in the long run you can get it out.
Yeah. We are getting some emails, and not to blindside you with one here, Tony, but I think this is one that we've sort of already answered. It's from Betty. Betty says, "Hi, Tony. I know the house is newly built. Is it in move-in condition or does it need more work?" I think maybe Betty didn't hear that before, but the short answer to that is Betty?
Betty, this house is completely finished.
Yeah.
Come on up. Let me show you around. It'll take your breath away. It's a nice home.
Yeah. And another question from Gary. Hey, Ray, can Tony advise who maintains the roads in the neighborhood for snow and the like. Again, that's from Gary. Any suggestions on that?
Gary, Double Arrow Road, three-quarters of it is maintained by Santa Fe County, and after every snowfall, they come right up and plow the road. And then the last little portion, which is a private road, there's a private contractor that comes up after every snowfall to clear the road. And also we have sand bins along the curves along out here, so they spread the sand out. So it's safer driving. Then when you live in the foothills, it's advisable to have all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicle.
Right. And even if you don't, I mean, anybody who's driving without four-wheel drive in Santa Fe is really sort of taking a risk, aren't they?
Yeah, because there's so many dirt roads here, and things change quickly. Weather changes very fast here.
Yeah. Well, and but today it's not. Today it's incredibly beautiful up here. Annie, have you seen a view like this in some time? Or?
No, it's unbelievable. And I wanted to add something.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about the sun and the beautiful views, but also in this home, and you know, talking about transitioning to fall and winter.
I mean,
can you imagine being in this home when it's snowing?
Oh, yeah.
It would be amazing and beautiful, and have a fire and. You know, the balance of the house is really good, and the scale is really good. Sometimes houses that are more contemporary, there's so many windows that they really feel sort of cold, and that is not the case in this house because of, I think, the scale of the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would want to do something on the windows, I would think, for the winter,
mm-hmm.
But really to frame the view as opposed to cover the view.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see being up here in the winter would be amazing.
Yeah. I've got about 2 minutes before I have to take a break here, a little bit less than that. But let's talk for a second, Annie and Tony, about some of the specifics about the interior. We're standing in this large open living room, dining room, kitchen area. This open style is really where things are these days in new built homes, isn't it, Annie?
Yes, it is. And it offers you the most versatility.
Yeah. And of course, this only amplifies the incredible view, Tony, for anybody. They can, as you said, you can stand in the kitchen and see 100 miles in just about any direction.
That's true. It's got a real indoor-outdoor feeling, this house, which I like that. And also, the passive solar effect in this house, it's well designed. There's a good airflow, and that's really important.
Yeah.
A lot of houses can be too hot.
Right.
And so in the wintertime, when you want to rely on that sun to keep the ambient temperature even, this house has got just the right amount of windows. And even in the winter, you would probably open the windows to keep the air flowing through this house.
Right. I'll tell you what, Gino Tasso, my producer back at KTRC, let's take a break here just a little bit early before the end of this segment. We're going to be coming to the last segment of the show. But let's take a break here right now. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about 35 South Double Arrow Road. I want to again invite you next Sunday to join me at 34 Calle San Acacia, located between Tano Road and Route 599. That's just minutes north from downtown Santa Fe. This is another remote broadcast from this soft contemporary and custom-built home. That's next Sunday, September 12th at noon. Join me for another broadcast of All Things Real Estate. Stay tuned. We'll be back here in a minute.
Yeah, Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 35 South Double Arrow Road, just about 12 minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Take Old Santa Fe Trail from downtown and follow the road until you reach Double Arrow Road and make a left on that, and then follow Tony Atwell's real estate signs, which are peppered all up and down Double Arrow Road until you come to a road that says South Double Arrow Road, and you make a right on that, and you just keep following the signs right up here. We are up in the mountains here looking at this incredible 180-degree view, looking out at the Rio Grande Valley, the mountain ranges. I think you said there are 7 mountain ranges that you can see around here, Tony. And we're having some good fun here on Labor Day weekend with Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Tony Atwell is the listing broker of this fabulous property. We invite you to come up and join us today. Tony's got some refreshments to share with you and take you on a tour of this house. And anyway, guys, let's go back to a little bit of conversation about the property itself. We actually talked about the room that we're sitting in. We're doing the broadcast from the kitchen area, looking out in this living room, dining room area. Annie, the features in this kitchen are very nice, aren't they? I mean,
they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's the slab granite. There's a beautiful white or biscuit-colored farm sink, stainless steel appliances, alder cabinets, beautiful hardware, stone backsplash with some inlaid details, all neutral colors, so you really could bring in any color that you wanted to bring in and, again, make this house your own.
And on the ceilings, you've got cove ceilings, you've got lots of vigas, you have latias here in the living room area, enormous amount of light. Tony, what's this for? It's very interesting. I like it a lot. What is it?
It's got a nice contemporary feel, I think, and it is a cement floor with radiant heat in it, and of course the cement has been stained. It's got a nice brown tint to it that accents everything else. It's probably one of the better poured cement floors I've run into in years, because you have to be careful. It can have a hairline cracks in it if you don't watch out.
Right. Yeah, but it's very nice, and it runs throughout the entire property, right?
Yes, on this main level and then down on the level below.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real consistency in the house. And, of course, for people that don't know what radiant heat is, you can walk around barefoot in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Just the heat's right out of the floor.
Right. And it is going to be very sufficient here. And, of course, you've got all that passive solar heat coming in during the wintertime as well with all of the windows around here. Annie, again, you took a tour of the upstairs and the downstairs. Again, you talked in the first segment a little bit about the downstairs, the versatility.
Mm-hmm.
It can be sort of a place for guests and visitors to get away from the owners of the house if they wanted to be away from them, or you can use it as a recreation area, or it could even be a in-law suite down there. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities.
It could be kids' bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding with the clients that I'm working with is that most of them that are moving to Santa Fe, and there are a lot of people moving here, but they are still working, is the home office. And, I mean, what a great home office one of those spaces would be downstairs.
Sure.
We're finding out more and more. I'm doing one office, sometimes two offices for people. Exercise rooms are really popular now.
Mm-hmm.
They have been for a long time. But to have the space to do that,
right.
Usually people want them, but they don't have the space.
Right.
Or if they're building, it's added square footage. So this house is set up,
mm-hmm.
I think, for that kind of a layout.
Mm-hmm.
Something we didn't mention in the first segment is that Tony was telling me downstairs that there is a possibility. It's plumbed for a kitchen,
mm-hmm.
for a kitchenette.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not built out, but it's plumbed for a kitchenette. So that would be something nice that you could add downstairs.
And then in the master bedroom, we forgot to mention, too, there's a little office nook in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So that's a nice, efficient use of space, I thought.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's not, it's really tucked away, so it's not in your space. You know, it's got its own little alcove. And the other thing I think we didn't mention was that all of the bathrooms, all three of the bathrooms are steam showers. Which is very unusual. Usually there's one, if any.
Right.
So all three bathrooms have steam showers.
Mm-hmm. Tony, again, you said you used to live up here on Double Arrow many years ago.
I did,
yeah.
And that's when it was dirt roads. There was no road maintenance. We had to beg everybody to get our road fees together. Even old Santa Fe Trail wasn't paved in those days, and it was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Well, and I know Annie pointed this out. I think you did as well. It is important to remind the listeners that this is totally paved all the way up here. There are no dirt roads at all, which is significant. It's very nice, clean, no dust blowing in your face. I mean, I live in a community where we have a homeowners association that every year there's a battle between the 50% who want to pave the roads and the 50% who want to keep it. The dirt roads that we have for the sort of authentic feel of it, and we always walk away to our respective corners. But having a paved road makes a big difference, particularly when you're coming this high up, right?
Yeah, I think it's really important to have an agreed-upon road maintenance, especially in the wintertime. That's kind of key. And I think the other thing is it's been proven that paved roads add to the value of the neighborhood in
right.
the long run.
Yeah.
So buying a new house with a paved road, most of the roads are here in the foothills are dirt roads.
Yeah.
So this Double Arrow Road is a little different in
mm-hmm.
that aspect.
And when you were living up here, of course, it was a very different time, and you said you could ski cross-country ski all up and down.
Yeah, I had a brick floor house. I had huge flower beds under 8-foot windows, and I had, you know, 45 clerestory windows above that, and bougainvillea growing in the house.
Wow.
It was a great, great old hippie house.
Does that house still exist?
Well, I sold it, and then they kind of tore it apart and made a huge house on that same lot.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, they had to move out of the hippie era, I think.
Yeah, those were the days, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet you could probably unfortunately, we don't have enough time to listen to all that, but I'm sure you'll have you back on the show and you can talk about those days. Annie, we've got a few minutes left here before the show ends. Any sort of summary thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about this property and why, in fact, they ought to come on up here today on Labor Day?
I think you have to see the house for yourself. My lasting thoughts would be to really have an open mind, because I think it can be anything that you want it to be. It's not defined. It's really a shell that you can put your own stamp on, both, you know, in your furnishings, but also how you use the space.
Right. And with so much light and the openness of the property, something we didn't really talk too much about, and that's the entertainment value associated with this property, the huge
mm-hmm.
outside deck and portal areas.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see someone who owns this property throwing parties all the time, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the fact that all of the bedrooms have direct access to the outside, I think, is great.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about a minute and a half to go here. Before we do that, I just want to let you know that if you want to contact Annie O'Carroll, and she's been giving, as always, some excellent commentary today during the show here at 35 South Double Arrow Road, you can always go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon from our homepage. That'll take you right to the dedicated radio show page. You'll see Annie O'Carroll's logo right there, prominently featured among our major partners. Click on that, give Annie a call, and let her sort of help you transition from the summer to the fall in your own interior design work. I'm not going to say goodbye to you yet, Annie, because we're not quite at the end of the show. Tony, any last summary thoughts for the listeners today? Your view as a listing broker, of course, you love this property because you're wanting to sell it, but I love this property, and I don't have it as a listing property, and I think Colin McAdams, my technician, loves it. Anybody who comes up here is going to love it, right?
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to have this listing. The alignment, the way it flows, the views, the open quality of the house, the natural light, all those elements that we're looking for in the best houses in Santa Fe is in this house, and I say that with all honesty.
Mm-hmm. And, Tony, you're going to be up here for how long this afternoon?
I'll be here till 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So, listen, come on up here today. Tony does have some nice refreshments for you to partake of. Take a tour of this beautiful property. We're going to be here for a little bit longer as we break down from the radio show. Annie O'Carroll will probably be here for a little bit longer, but she wants to go off and enjoy the rest of her Labor Day weekend as well. So I encourage you to come on up here to 35 South Double Arrow Road, right off of Santa Fe, Old Santa Fe Trail. Again, some of the amenities that are up here. If you're having brunch at Harry's Roadside right now, Tony, they could just, you know.
Come down to El Gancho, take a left, and a left on Old Santa Fe Trail, a right on Double Arrow, and you're up there.
Absolutely.
No big deal.
Yeah, very good. Or, again, as you said, El Gancho is down here, and if you're doing a workout right now at El Gancho, get that workout done. Come on up here. We don't care if you're in your sweats. You can still enjoy the property. Tony will let you in, right?
Yeah, we'll let you in. It's okay.
Yeah.
Come on up in your sweats.
And again, just a little summary of this property. It is 3 bedrooms, 4 baths. It's on 5 acres of land. It's about almost 3,300 square feet of property. Beautiful views, 180-degree vistas of the Rio Grande Valley and 7 mountain ranges. We encourage you to come on up here today. I want to thank you, Tony Atwell of Santa Fe Realty Partners, for letting us do the remote broadcast from your open house today. I hope that buyer is on his or her way up here today. Thank you, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, for being part of the show today and offering some great interior design commentary. Gino Thompson, thank you back there at 1260 KTRC for doing what you always do in the extraordinary way you do it. Colin McAdams, my technician. Colin just celebrated a birthday. He was in Las Vegas, of all places. What happens there stays there, right, Colin? You can't really talk about that too much, but he had a great time, I think. At least part of it was. Delighted to have you back in the saddle, though. Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners, you're taking the weekend off because it's Labor Day weekend, but I want to thank you for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that, like Tony Atwell, I would be more than happy to help you with your own real estate issues, so you can call me at 989-8900. And Tony Atwell, what's the best way of getting a hold of you?
670-2177.
Very good. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things.